go. What you can put on a single. And I always say, if it's on a single, it's probably really good, because they didn't want to waste the effort. That was a string of good ones. Finishing up with the Viceroys, not the Viceroys from Seattle, Granny's Pad fame, but some band called the Viceroys on Bethlehem Records, known as a jazz label. Apparently, they started off trying to put out some pop records, but failed miserably, so they just went all jazz, and that's one of the rare ones. And a nice little groove there. Start off with Mickey and Sylvia of Love is Strange fame. You heard Baby, You're So Fine, and that's Mickey Guitar Baker. I didn't realize that. He's one of those great guitar players, wrote a guitar instruction book and all that. Mongo Santa Maria covering Herbie Hancock, doing Watermelon Man. It's become a standard, hasn't it? Everybody knows that song. That's a good one. I've been dying to get an original version of that, and now I have a nice clean single. Cannonball Adderley's sextet did Tango Tango, and I knew that title, and apparently Man for Man, their early version of Man for Man, covered that. They did a lot of jazz stuff on those albums, and that was one of them. I thought maybe Graham Bond did it. He might have, but I didn't double check, but it's one of those ones that the English guys knew. And finishing up with the Viceroy's doing Mosing, and that got it right to just past 4 o'clock, where I need it to be about this time of day. So let me tell you, KGLT is supported by the Attic in Livingston, live concert venue with in-house sound and full bar, also available for weddings, celebrations, and more. Information and event schedule online at theatticmontana.com, located at 110 North Main in downtown Livingston. Bridger Brewing, locally crafted brews, artisan-style pizza, and fresh salads, rooftop patio with Bridger Mountain Views. Open daily from 11 a.m., located across from the Brickbeaten Fieldhouse on the MSU campus, on the web at bridgerbrewing.com. And Mellow Mood, offering custom glasswork and smoking accessories. They're located at 7 Ty Lane in Bozeman, one block west of the Brickbeaten Fieldhouse. On Facebook, they're open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM, KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM, with translators, K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM, K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM, K208BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM, K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM, K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM, and streaming on the web at kglt.net. And of course, driving around yesterday, I could not remember any of the frequencies. Hell no, that's easy. 89.1. I kept thinking 107. You know, all those little numbers just stick in my head, and I can't remember them. I read that spiel, and it's gone. Doesn't stay in the memory banks at all. Doesn't need to. I'll be here for a couple hours more. I didn't check, but I assume it's Uncle Duke coming in. I'll confirm that here in a bit. But right now, music.
Let it be gone. crazy. to recognize your son. Just let me warn ya, Mother, you won't recognize me now. Mother, you won't recognize me now. Mother, you won't recognize me now. Sister, you won't recognize me now. Mother, you won't recognize me now.
Rolling Stones from that difficult period, Black and Blue album, Hand of Fate, when the Stones were auditioning guitar players. And that's Wayne Perkins playing that fabulous lead guitar on that song. And he was actually told he was going to replace Mick Taylor. And then Ron Wood said, no, I really do want the job. And Wayne Perkins got unhired, dismissed, sadly. But I don't know. I think Ron Wood was the right character for the band. Good one. I hadn't listened to that for a long time. I actually sat down and listened to that record the other night. And it is a good one. At the time, it just seemed a little patchy. So it goes. Started off with the Grease Band, Joe Cocker's Grease Band, and listened to that first album they did. Makes you wonder why Joe didn't really take advantage of that band. They were his touring band for a year or so. Alan Spener on bass, incredible. Bruce Rowland on drums. Later went on to play with Ronnie Lane. Neil Hubbard on guitar, and Henry McCullough on lead guitar and vocals. And he went on to play in Wings. And a lot of talent there. And it's all on that one record. They did another one that sounds like they got drunk and ran into the studio and recorded some stuff and never listened to it again. Bronco, from their second album of three, the second one with Jess Rodden on lead vocals. It's called Ace of Sunlight. You heard Time Slips Away. And the two guitar players in that band, they're all from Birmingham and Kidminster in that area. The two guitar players, Robbie and Kevin, at various times played with Robert Plant prior to Led Zeppelin and after Led Zeppelin. Really nice guys, great guitar players. And the Faces from their second album, Bad Run. 26 after 4 o'clock, hitting the halfway point. Just sprinting along. Got a good pace going. Feels pretty good. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Studio Coffee Roaster, serving fresh roasted retail beans and handcrafted coffee drinks at their full-service coffee bar on the corner of 11th and College next to FedEx. Online at studiocoffeeroasters.com. I said hello to Jimmy Kehoe when I went by there today. Yeah, nice. Thanks for supporting us. Something else? Yeah.
American Rivers and the Greater Yellowstone Coalition present the 5th annual Wild Rivers Film Tour in September. 7 engaging films carry you through 100 minutes of emotional and exhilarating cinema representing various aspects of river culture, conservation, and adventure. The Wild Rivers Film Tour will be in Big Sky Tuesday, September 7th at Town Center Park. In Bozeman, Monday, September 13th at Bodie Farms, and in Livingston, Thursday, the 16th at Sacagawea Park. The films start at 8 p.m. Information and tickets online at eventbrite.com.
Where am I going to start here? Let me look. I said something. Oh, I know. 1, 2, 3, 4, this one. Been getting into this new Guided by Voices album in disguise as Cub Scout bowling pins, and I think it really stands up. For some reason, it just seems a little livelier and has more depth than the last couple of Guided by Voices albums, which have been full of great songs, but I just felt like the production was lacking, like it was an afterthought. But this one, they definitely dug in and did some nice sounds.
Terrible. Boston boy.
some modern psychedelic music of various flavors and origins. Started off with Cub Scout Bowling Pins. That's Robert Pollard and Company from an album called Clang Clang Ho. You heard Schoolmaster Bones. Oh, that's a good one. Gaz Hunter from the north of England from his new album Lysergic Soundscapes. Your Good Things Happen to Good People. Now that should be out really soon. He's been working on it for a while and slipped me in advance. So world radio premiere for Gaz's new record. He checks in every once in a while. I get late night, well, late night for him, video calls from home, and he's got a lovely home full of Fillmore posters, and he's usually full of Guinness. Always good fun to talk to him. Great guy. Heard the Chemistry Set. That's an English Chemistry Set from a compilation called The Endless More and More. Song was The Fountains of Neptune. And they have a lot of stuff out. And Jim Dixon pointed out that compilation, so I grabbed that. I have an EP that they did a few years ago, but there's a lot more. Need some catching up. Great little band. Haven't heard from them for a while. They used to check in and say hello, Ron. Let me know they had stuff coming out. So there you go. We heard Scott Sutherland with Down in His Brain from a brand new album called Sandbox Dispatches. You're Fired from the Circus. And coincidentally, Scott Sutherland had a band in Seattle called The Chemistry Set. That was very good as well, very psychedelic. So, coincidence. I don't think they got in the fight about it. I think they probably just waved and said hello and let it go. But the English Chemistry Set continues on. And then finish up with Matt Pucci from Scrang, tribute to Bobby Sutliff. You heard him covering That Stupid Idea. 4:51. I'm just going to stop and say this 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hopstone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Tasting room open daily 2 to 8 p.m. Curbside ordering online at bosonbrewing.square.site or by phone 585-9142 online at bosonbrewing.com. And more music. This is from a Record Store Day compilation called Behind the Dykes Number 2. Collection of Dutch bands from the 60s and early 70s, and it's really good. Both of the volumes are really good. Two double record sets, brilliant stuff.